It's just like two tuberophores are bigger. You put maybe two or three underneath, and then you would put wood the other direction. This mixed sort of floor would be, you know. That's what we always called a drag. And a harrow was the farming tools. Some of the farming tools, they don't use those anymore, I don't think, in this part of the country.
If a field has a lot of stones, the farmer has to take the stones out, and what does he use to take the stones out? What does he carry them off in?
Well, now, we have used our drag before now for that. Behind the team of horses used to be, now a tractor would be.
I see.
To haul them out of the field.
Would you ever call it a stone boat?
No, not right here.
A drag. In the wintertime, what do, say you have a little hill, you know. Well, say a fairly good sized hill. All the kids wait for the snow to come so that they can, what?
Coast.
Mm-hmm. And what do they use for coasting?
Sleds.
Mm-hmm. Now, say you want to, say you want to cut a piece of wood in half, you may get two things to put the board across. What do you call these two things?
Two befores, wouldn't it?
Well,
of course that would be a piece of lumber, you know, two befores.
Yeah. Now these are two, they have four legs, two of them usually. And you lay something across it, well, you can stand on it or anything.
You wouldn't call them stakes, would you?
No. Say they have four legs like a coffee table, only it's maybe this wide and higher. It's a much stronger wood, of course.
Post?
What about a sawbuck?
Well, now, sawbuck is something you cross two pieces of wood like that. Like that. That's what that is. And then you put your wood in there.
You see, I didn't know what it was.
You put your wood, like a long piece of limb off a tree, and then you use a saw. We call it a buck saw. That's what we call. And then the piece of wood that you put your wood in that you're going to saw, it was a saw buck. See, you just write also from one of that, you know.
Now you see, I didn't know what that was. I thought it was something else.
Uh-huh.
Would you ever call it a sawhorse?
Yes.
Sawhorse.
Yes, you would call it that too.
Mm-hmm. What does a girl usually comb her hair with?
Comb?
Well, if she has some rats in it, she has to get them out, she uses a
brush.
Okay. Well, what would you sharpen a straight razor on?
Razor strop.
Now a little bit about hunting here. Well, one word about hunting. When men go out hunting, they have to take ammunition with them, right?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call these individual pieces?
Bullet?
Each one would be a bullet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, bullet or a shotgun shell. It's a shotgun.
If they have a belt in which to carry the bullets, you would call that what? Do you know the name of that?
My husband used to have them. Ammunition belt would be, or what?
What about a cartridge?
Cartridge belt.
Would you say it again, please?
Cartridge belt.
Now, in